This is Don Fass from San Francisco, and we're all reaching up.
Matthew West, who vaulted onto the scene in 2003 and had the most played Christian adult contemporary song in 2004, More, has been nominated many times for Dove Awards. And he's done projects with Natalie Grant, Rascal Flatts, Billy Ray Cyrus, and many others. And written songs for a lot of other people as well. We'll talk to him about his very special Story of Your Life project, and a very big challenge that he faced, and lots more. Matthew West, with me on Reaching Up.
Hey, this is Matthew West on Reaching Up with Don.
This might hurt, it's not safe, but I know that I've gotta make a change. I don't care if I break, at least I'll be feeling something. Cause just okay is not enough. Help me fight through the nothingness of life. I don't wanna go through the motions. I don't wanna go one more day without your all-consuming passion inside. No regrets, not this time. I'm gonna let my heart defeat my mind. Let your love make me whole. I think I'm finally feeling something. Cause just okay is not enough. Help me fight through the nothingness of this life.
Supertones,
yeah.
Reunion in the background. Matthew, tell our audience how you got started in music. It was, you really kind of hit about 6-7 years ago.
That's right. Yeah, that's when it started to take off for me, and some might consider an overnight success, but they don't know, as many stories go, there's many years of sort of paving your way when sort of under the radar before anybody ever heard of you. So I actually studied music in college, and my first concerts were college campuses all across the country, just as an independent artist, long before I ever had a song on the radio. And then I had the opportunity to sign a record deal in Nashville in 2003, and that first song that hit the radio was a song called More, and that's what started my career as a recording artist.
Did you always want to go into music? I mean, like from teenage years, and did you always want to go into Christian music?
Well, I was always interested in music and had been encouraged by several people as I was growing up, just that I had a good singing voice and seemed to have an ear for music. And at the time, I was a little more interested in playing sports, and you know, and so I thought I was going to be a professional baseball player, but turns out millions of other boys had the same dream, and so that didn't work out for me, and I began to turn my attention to music, and God just began to show me that His plan for me was going to be a songwriter and a singer, and so my initial love actually turned towards songwriting. And that was the biggest passion of mine, was writing songs. And now I have the chance to get on stages like this here in California and sing songs that I've written.
So have the past 6 or 7 years been what you expected them to be? Different? The same?
Well, that's a tough one to answer, because in some ways, I didn't know what to expect. You know, choosing a career in music, basically, you can't choose a career in music unless you plan to expect the unexpected. And so I don't think I ever would have imagined all the places music has taken me, all the different areas of the country, the different concerts I've done, the songs on the radio. God has blessed me tremendously, and so it's certainly, I don't think anything has gone exactly as I planned it, but I've discovered that, you know, sometimes that's the best thing, because it's God's plan that's better than my own. And so it's been an amazing ride, and I'm just thankful to be able to still make records. I mean, just to say that I've made, I'm getting ready to make my fourth major label record. And, you know, what an honor, man. Someday I can tell my kids, you know, hey, your dad used to be a singer and somebody actually paid to come and hear him sing.
Said the world was overrated, and she couldn't take the drama he created. And it's a wonder that she didn't wind up jaded from all the times she's been let down. Well, mom and dad split up when she was 4 years old, and left the world that she knew was spinning out of control. And she grew up feeling a hole in her soul, cause they were never around. She said, why's everybody always leaving? I just want someone to believe in, and someone who believes in me. When you can't find a friend in the world, a friend in the world, love is reaching down. When you can't find a friend in the world, a friend in the world, you got one now. Well, I grew up in the glass house of a preacher, where every move I ever made was a feature. And when you don't always do what they teach you, you see they always point you out. Yeah, but it's just like Toby Mac used to say,
some people gotta learn the hard way.
And when I couldn't outrun all the things that I've done, I picked up the phone and my dad said, son, when you can't find a friend in the world, a friend in the world, love is reaching down. It's crazy, and this is the part that's so amazing. You see, the girl I sang about in the first verse became my wife. And there's one last thing I'd like to mention. We owe it all to the author of redemption, because he reached her life and he reached my life, and he's reaching out now. Take a look around.
When you can't find a friend in the world, well, come on, take a look around. Love is reaching down.
Love is reaching down.
Hey, this is Matthew West on Reaching Up with Don.
That's ridiculous.
Now, there was a time when you thought you might not be able to sing anymore. Tell our audience about that.
Well, that was another unexpected twist in my life, and as many people can relate to, you know, there's those days in our lives where a curveball just comes out of nowhere, and life turns that sharp corner that you didn't expect. And for me, it was what I thought. I maybe had sung my last song. The doctors in Nashville had taken a look at my vocal cords back in 2007, and they told me that I was going to need surgery on my vocal cords, and that there were no guarantees that my voice would fully heal or that I'd ever be able to sing again. So on May 17th of 2007, instead of walking on a stage to do a concert, I was being wheeled in for surgery on my vocal cords. And I'll tell you what, that was a very helpless season in my life. I had kind of came to grips with just how much I had based my music as a real foundation for my life, and God really met me in those weak times and kind of helped me shift my foundation back to where it needed to be, so that I could come to a place in my life where if I was able to sing again or not, I knew that God was still going to take care of me.
Now, since that time, I suspect, more than suspect, that your faith has grown. But you have some passions now, and I wonder if they came out of that time.
Well, I think you're right. I think, you know, the things that we wish didn't have to happen in our lives often become the things that God uses to shape our character and help our faith grow, just as you mentioned. And that experience for me did just that. You know, God really met me during some of my weakest moments, and I just felt like my faith was revived and refreshed to know that here I am struggling, here I am without a voice, here I am basically wondering if I got to find a new job, and God's with me, and I know that. He healed my voice and brought me back from that. And so I think as I enter into this new season of the music I'm making, I enter into it with a renewed sense of purpose and a passion, just praying that God will help me, you know, not waste a single chance I get to do an interview or a concert. But now that I have my voice back, I want to make sure that I give it all I got and use it all to the best of my abilities to glorify God.
Tell us about your newest music and what you might be trying to say to people.
Well, this new record I'm working on is called The Story of Your Life, and it comes out October 5th. And basically, the idea behind this record is sort of based on a question. What if I, as a songwriter, stepped outside of my own life searching for inspiration for songs and instead asked the people that listen to my music to send me their stories? And so I went about asking people to send me the story of your life, and I'm going to write songs inspired by you. So every song on this next record is inspired by the story that somebody sent to me. I received 10,000 stories in 2 months' time. I spent 2 months in a cabin in Tennessee writing songs inspired by these stories, and we've had to whittle it down to just 11 songs or 12 songs that are going to make this record. But I believe it's unlike any record I've ever made in that the topics are completely just unique to the listeners and the people that have chosen to trust me with the stories of their lives.
I hope you're going to do something with some of the other 10,000 stories that have been submitted.
Well, actually, we're working on a book because there were more than one time during that season when I was reading these stories, where I'd get done reading somebody's story and I'd think, man, the rest of the world needs to hear about this person because they'd be so encouraged by it. I mean, I've learned that there's no substitute for the power of personal testimony. When someone stands up and says, "Hey, this is where I've been, this is where I am now, look what God has done in my life," that speaks to the world. And so we're looking for ways just to get these stories out. So people who sent me their stories, they sent their stories in the hopes that God would use their story and that their story has value. And we want to show them that their stories are speaking to people and bringing others closer to Christ.
Well, we're really looking forward to that album.
Thank
you. I think the book's going to be terrific.
I'm working with an author named Angela Thomas, and she and I are writing this book together, and it's just going to be so much fun.
I know you have to kind of scoop because you're going on stage, I believe, next.
Yeah, great.
Thank you very much for being with
My
us.
My pleasure.
Time. I hope we can do this again.
Thanks for your support.
Reaching Up with Don Fess. Don Fess.
Love is ever patient, ever kind.
St. Paul wrote, "Of these three, faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these is love." And it said if one person transforms inside, it can save the whole world. Who can you show love to today? This message from Street Cats Foundation, One Heart for Kids, and Celebrate Radio.
Love is ever patient, ever kind.
If you're a teen using alcohol or X or meth or prescription drugs to escape your problems and cover up painful feelings, know how much it doesn't work and makes things worse. To get help and find real solutions, click on Do Good at OneHeartForKids.com. OneHeartForKids.com. There are answers and there is help. This message from Teen Anon and Celebrate Radio.
Don't be mad if I cry. It just hurts so bad sometimes. 'Cause every day it's sinking in, and I have to say goodbye all over again. You know I bet it feels good to have the weight of this world off your shoulders, and now I'm dreaming of the day when I'm finally there with you. Save a place for me. Save a place for me. I'll be there soon. I'll be there soon.
New CD with King Crimson's Adrian Belew, Peter Paul and Mary's Peter Yarrow, Zender, Tom Paxton, Brian Duncan, Pam Thumb, The Bittersweets, Craig Taubman, Debbie Friedman, and many more. Incredible music benefiting children in need all over the world. A great gift for yourself or others at cdbaby.com, oneheartforkids.com. New music, new hope. The exciting, uplifting album that helps people all over the world. Get it, play it, enjoy it, give it, and help kids all over the world. New music, new hope. Also at reachingupradio.com. Reachingupradio.com. You'll find all the artists and song titles for this show on Celebrate Radio's website, celebrateradio.com. That's celebrateradio.com, where you can also hear our 24/7 stream of incredible music and features. It's celebrateradio.com.
Feeling, as a matter of fact, it's like my whole world just came under attack, and I can hear a voice telling me to turn back, cause I must be on to something. It happens every single time I get close to everything I know is good and right and so true. It's like somebody doesn't want me to love you, and I must be on to something. So help me hold on, help me be strong, cause I don't wanna move unless you move me.
Write us, just go to reachingupradio.com and click email us on the left-hand side of the page. That's reachingupradio.com to write us. Please send us your comments.
There is no guilt here, there is no shame, no pointing fingers, there is no blame. What happened yesterday has disappeared, the dirt has washed away, and now it's clear, there's only grace. There's only love, there's only mercy, and believe me, it's enough. Your sins are gone without a trace, and there's nothing left now, there's only grace. You're starting over now, under the sun. You're stepping forward now, a new life has begun. There's only grace, there's only love, there's only mercy, and believe me, it's enough. Your sins are gone without a trace, there's nothing left now, there's only grace. And if you should fall again, we'll get back up, get back up. Reach out and take my hand, and get back up, just get back up, and get back up again. Only love, there's only mercy, and believe me, it's enough. Your sins are gone without a trace, and there's nothing left now. There's only grace.
This is Don Fass. Join us next weekend and keep reaching up.
Please write us. Just go to reachingupradio.com and click email us on the left-hand side of the page. That's reachingupradio.com to write us. Please send us your comments.
This is the Celebrate Radio Network. Radio Network. From Seattle to Paris, Bangkok to Jerusalem.